Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven 38 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 28 chilly degrees. Yikes.
It is cold.
But we'll reach a high today of 52, so there's the way to look at the glass half full.
Right.
You don't seem convinced.
The milkshake half full.
That's all right. We can only go up from 28. We don't want to go down. We want to keep going up. So keep that
true.
In mind. This is Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also check us out on Facebook Live. We are there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And also the app, the WRHI app. It's free. Do that, and you never miss a beat.
We, again, currently have technical difficulties on Corporium Cable Channel 103. Again, that's why you might see our scrambled faces. I know they're working on it, and we'll let those folks work on it while we continue to give you great quality of radio programming right here.
That's right.
Right now.
You can even go to WRHI.com and stream us live.
There you go.
I mean, there's always a way to stay in the know and on the go with us.
We get a chance once a month to check in with the various folks within York County government. And today we are welcoming once again Jonathan Buono, who is the York County Planning Director. And good morning to you, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Three or four times you've been on the show, we finally, hopefully, nailed your last name correctly.
You got it.
All right. So half of the interview's done. No, I'm just joking. All right. So a new year is upon us. What does 2021 hold for the York County Planning
Department?
Department. Yes. Yeah, sorry. Thank you so much.
We were all like, it's suddenly in a game. You know, like, okay. Give us a clue. Is it a vowel?
I couldn't say it. I could think it, but I couldn't say it. So, yeah, what does it hold for the planning department?
Well, you know, before I talk about 2021, sure. I just want to briefly touch on a couple accomplishments from 2020. We had a pair of small area plans that were approved. We had the I-77 South Corridor small area plan, which I came on the show and talked to with you last year. And we also had the Lake Wylie small area plan. So these are both planning documents. They provide a lot of guidance, and they give a little bit of direction on what we should be changing in our codes and how we should be implementing policy for the county and how we develop our land. Another large component that we have is the RECODE project.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have heard of that, or maybe not. We have a zoning code and a subdivision code in the county that is fairly ancient at this point. So it's contradictory in some places. It's incomprehensible in others. So it's a time to revisit that and take a look at, you know, fixing that. So we hired a consultant to help us do that because it's a very large project. It's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages of code. So that is underway, and we've got a couple of components of that that have been expedited at the request of county council, and that includes an open space ordinance that we'll talk about this morning. But that project is going to be a big part of 2021 for the planning department. So it's going to be split up into four different modules. As it's a big, meaty chunk, it's really hard to do it all at once. So kind of breaking it up into four different digestible pieces for county council and planning commission to consider. So we'll do the first module probably in the next couple of months here. We'll be able to go out to the public, talk about what's changing, what's looking a lot better. It's going to be something that we want to be able to have not only, you know, any homeowner being able to understand.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Recoding, you said between commercial and residential?
No, so when I say recode, that's just the title of the project.
So the title of the project is recode.
That's right.
And now, is this something that you have to do like every 10 years,
no.
Or is this something that you recognized was a little blurry and you just wanted to get in and tighten up?
Yeah, so you've got the two different types. You've got the planning, which is the long-range aspect. So those are the small area plans. That's the comprehensive plan that we have to update every 5 years. So
okay.
That's what you were referring to
yes.
there. And then there's the zoning aspect, which is the legal, the enforcement, the teeth, if you will.
Okay.
So all of that comes out of the direction that's supplied by the planning efforts. So the yes. zoning
okay.
comes after.
Okay.
So when we look at 2021, this open space ordinance will be the big thing on the to-do list. Let's bring folks kind of up to speed if this is brand new to them and why it came about and what's the end goal.
Sure. So this is really the first ordinance that's out of the gates for us in 2021. It's gone through first reading at County Council. It was reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission in December. So this really came about because towards the late summer last year, County Council had been asking planning staff to consider some limitations on types of development that are absorbing a lot of land, and they're really not leaving a lot left over in terms of trees and open space and really spaces that aren't just covered in homes and roads. So there's a lot of development out there that's like that. It's very profitable. You clear all the trees out, and then you just litter it with homes. You maximize your profit.
We see it every day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So we're trying to strategize about a way to do it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So what we did in coordinating with our consultants that are working on the RECODE project, because we had anticipated doing this already, we are just kind of pulling it ahead of schedule with this ordinance. So we are going to be looking at increasing the minimum lot sizes.
Okay.
So if you've got a if you're a developer and you've got a big chunk of property, right now you can get pretty small size mm-hmm. lots. You can get down to as low as 9,000 square feet or,
wow.
you know, 6,500 square feet. Roughly. So we're looking to raise those minimums if you're only going to do traditional style development, which is you're only going to give us about 20% open space.
Mm-hmm.
When I say open space, we're talking about natural areas that are unimproved. You kind of leave it as it is because, you know, that's has value, a lot mm-hmm. of value, keeping your tree canopy, keeping that oxygen flowing, mm-hmm. green space to look at. But we're also talking about programmed open space. So if I want to have a little playground or if I want to have a little civic spot where I've got benches and plantings all around it, if I want to have a basketball court, these are all things that are open space types.
And a lot of opportunity to brainstorm with the developers that are interested in the land. A lot of times that's a tool for negotiation when you know what you need and they want what they want. You can kind of use that to figure out how to make both sides happy.
Right. It's always a balance. Everything in zoning is all about a balance. And you want to have flexibility to allow developers to be creative,
mm-hmm.
To create unique and enjoyable neighborhoods. But at the same time, you don't want to leave it entirely unregulated because you will get junk.
Sure.
You know, we see every day someone will try to apply for a new subdivision design, and the open space pieces are kind of in between homes and, you know, rocky outcroppings that no one's ever going to be able to
use.
So that's what part of what this ordinance will address is we really want usable open spaces and meaningful open spaces.
As well as preserving
the tree canopy.
We saw that with the Riverbend development, right?
Yes.
Or currently, that the county bought that with the hope of keeping green space and it not becoming just another developed part of the county.
We also see it in Fort Mill as we're developing, you know, because people want to come, people want to move. How do you find the balance between, because if it's private property owners, you cannot say you cannot sell that. But you can have certain things in place to protect planning and the bigger picture and the balance.
Right.
So
another part of what this open space ordinance will do is it introduces the concept of cluster subdivisions. Hmm. So now you'll have a two-tiered system. So you'll have your traditional style development, which requires a minimum of 20% open space. But we are increasing the lot sizes on those, so you won't be able to get as many homes as you can today.
Mm-hmm.
So on the flip side of that, the cluster development allows you to get those smaller lot sizes, but in exchange, you've got to provide us 40 or 50% open space. So that's a big jump.
That is good, yeah.
And you can only cluster them in groups of 15 or fewer homes. So you're not going to have big lined streets with row after row after row of houses. They're going to be in pods. Mm. So they'll be in pods of 15 or fewer homes, and there'll be open space in between each pod so people can enjoy that.
Jonathan, this is, we're not in the development business.
That's my side hustle.
I didn't know this.
Would there be a lot of pushback for a lot of this? Or I would think developers would want to have in a neighborhood being created or a business complex being created to have green space, because that's the general direction that most people want the country's moving into, green outdoor living and being connecting one with nature. Do you anticipate that there will be some pushback?
Yeah, there probably will be.
Okay.
I mean, there's always pushback to anything that our department touches. That's just a reality that we have to deal with. There are developers out there that have a specific profit model.
Mm-hmm.
That if that's going to be, we're going to come in, we're going to grade the entire site all at once, they're obviously going to prefer that we don't pass this type of ordinance.
Okay.
But there's a different way to do development and still get the same number of homes that you would have gotten today, but doing it in a better way that, provides more trees and more open space.
And the open space ordinance will be a public comment on York County Council will be January the 19th?
Yeah, so okay. I've got two dates for you. There's
the
public hearing on January 19th. That's the Tuesday after the holiday. That's at County Council, 6 p.m. out in York. And then the Planning Department, we're holding a webinar on Zoom. So that'll be January 14th at 2 p.m. And that's for anyone that wants to just listen in, find out more about what's in this open space ordinance.
Okay. Jonathan Buono is the York County Planning Director. Jonathan, Happy New Year to you. Jonathan and his wife welcomed a healthy baby girl about 3 months ago.
Congratulations.
So excited to celebrate with him. And, of course, a new year and happy planning for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. You done good.